This is Making Biblical Family Life Practical with Hal and Melanie Young.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Hal.
And this is Melanie.
And we want to welcome you to another episode of Making Biblical Family Life Practical. You know, we can look just over the horizon, and it's coming, it's coming, it's getting closer and faster. It's the holiday season.
I love the holidays, but there is some anxiety there because there's just so much.
You know, so much what?
So much everything.
So much everything.
It's busy. It's busy with outside activities. It's busy with inside activities. You got to worry about the relatives and the in-laws and the outlaws. And you've got to get the food planned. And it's just big. It's really big. But, you know.
Is that a bad thing?
No, it's not. I love the holidays. No. But it's really easy in the midst of the chaos and the busyness to lose focus on why we're celebrating.
Well, you know, some people just say, well, we shouldn't celebrate any holidays.
I know, and that's fine. You know, the Word of God tells us that some celebrate holidays and some don't. Mm-hmm. And each person just needs to do what they believe is right.
Right. But for those of us, which really is the majority of us, who do celebrate holidays, I think there's a good way and there's a not so good way. And it's easy for us, like you say, to lose sight of the better way, the right reason to celebrate, the reason that we remember things.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing for me. That's why I like celebrating holidays, because it's so easy in the midst of our crazy life to forget to tell these things to our children.
Yeah.
To forget to pass on these ideas, these concepts, this history, these traditions, to pass on especially our faith in the Lord. And we want to, you know, the holidays are just a great time to remember we've got stories we've got to tell our kids.